food has enormous opportunities, not just to save money, but the more people understand what's happening with the food supply and things like genetically modified food, the more demand there's going to be for fresh food locally and food grown by people you know and trust. And, you know, I've been working for years to build local food connections, and I now buy, you know, a very high percentage of my food from local farmers and local sources. So this is an area that's really going to grow. One of the founder of Acres Magazine wrote a great book called Unforgiven, and estimated that the GNP of a country, and I think you can say the same thing of a place, was a factor of its farm income. So he said it's about seven times, the GNP is about seven times the farm income. So if you can get the local farm and food income up in your place, and let's say you just increase, you know, everybody in your place in a county of 100,000 people increases their purchases of local food $10 a week, well, you can imagine that, you know, that's $1 million. You multiply that times seven, and then you're beginning to talking about a lot more money circulating in the local economy.
Absolutely. I've got to get you together with our client from eFoods, because what Steve Schenck does is he produces emergency food. You can eat it any day you want, but I mean, his intent was to have food available if there's an emergency that you can store, and his is storable for, he says, at least up to 15 years.
Have you heard this expression? I just heard it called preppers.
Yes. Yes.
So you're talking about being a prepper and being prepared, which makes sense. I'm required by law to have a disaster recovery kit. And, you know, once you go through the planning process, and, of course, I don't live far from where Katrina happened. So, you know, once you see that happen, you love to be prepared.
Absolutely. Just to have it, just even though if it's good for a week or two.
Right.
You know, it's a little peace of mind. So I'm going to get you two together.
Oh, I would love to. Well, say, you know, George, think of food as a serious business. Joel Salatin is a family farmer in Virginia who's really, you know, has workshops and teaches people how to become family farmer. He was over teaching at the farm in Summertown, Tennessee this summer, and announced that his gross revenues are now up to $2 million a year. That's on a family farm. So now you're talking about serious money. I mean, he does, I think, about $400,000, $300,000 or $400,000 a year just on broiler chickens. So, you know, there's a real market here, and it's a market that can produce high-quality jobs. You know, farming is a tough business and really wasn't thought of that way. But if you look at the whole food chain from farming to restaurants to, you know, there's an awful lot of opportunity there.